of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. We'll get a closer look at how the job market is doing today.
The government's January jobs report was unexpectedly strong, with more than 500,000 jobs created. Many economists think it was a one-off, though, and that this morning's numbers will be much more in line with what we've been seeing over the past few months, in the neighborhood of 200,000 jobs. That may be lower than last month, but it shows the economy is still growing, just maybe a little more slowly.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is still hospitalized after tripping and falling. He's being treated for a concussion and is expected to be in the hospital for a few days. Attorneys for disgraced South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdoch have filed a notice of appeal in his double murder case. He was found guilty of killing his wife and son.
We need more help. Gavin Newsom, you're listening. We need more help.
California's governor has requested a presidential emergency declaration for his state that's been hit with back-to-back storms. This as the death toll rises and other states brace for severe weather. This is ABC News. A major change in requirements for mammograms. The FDA says facilities must notify women if they have dense breast tissue, which impacts about half of all women. Doctors say it's not an immediate threat to health, but may indicate a woman has a higher risk of developing breast cancer. Hollywood's biggest night is Sunday, so is Jimmy Kimmel ready to host? He spoke with our Jason Nathanson.
After a joke by presenter Chris Rock went sideways last year and resulted in Will Smith walking on stage and slapping Rock, I wondered if this year's Oscars host Jimmy Kimmel learned any lessons from the incident.
No, not really. I think that was, I don't see that ever happening again. I think maybe if there is any lesson, it's don't make fun of Jada Pinkett Smith.
I have to imagine after what happened last year, there are things in place to prevent people from running up on the stage and hitting you.
You'd think that. I've seen no evidence that that is true. I think people will be more alert.
We'll see if that's the case Sunday night on ABC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Ha-ha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute!
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Olivia from Washington.
laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media. News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley, Civic Media.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We have a guest. I, though, wanted to say something about gratitude. I wanted to say thank you and to memorialize Karen Hobart Flynn, a friend of the program, a friend of democracy, dedicated her life to building a democracy reflective of and responsive to the people. Her work with Common Cause was groundbreaking. Common Cause recognized her on International Women's Day. We should recognize her and the activists like her who spend the meaningful portion of their lives on trying to make a better democracy. And thank you so much, Karen, and best to Karen's family. Right now, we have Professor Nolan Higdon. Professor Higdon is a professor of history and media studies and education in California, lecturer UC Santa Cruz, the author of The Anatomy of Fake News, and Let's Agree to Disagree. Well, what might we disagree on, Professor? Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Talk to us. What's going on with the anatomy of fake news? And on my mind in particular right now is this, and I'll go off about it again, is what's happening with Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson, we got like an angry caller about it. It's like, oh, I've seen the truth because I've seen video filmed on January 6th where it did not show anybody dying. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what other video on January 6th wasn't showing anybody dying? Is the camera outside my house. Everything was fine on January 6th, right? And in many parts of D.C., everything was fine. And yes, many people who invaded the Capitol kind of stood there and walked around. Not everybody sat in somebody's chair. And guess what? Mike Pence actually didn't get hanged. There was a noose, but it never got used. And there are many camera shots. You don't even see a noose. It's amazing. There's almost no nooses. There were very, very few nooses at January 6th, the January 6th insurrection. So that is on my mind. What is on your mind when it comes to fake news? We understand its anatomy, to use your word.
Yeah, the reason why I wrote the book and something that remains on my mind is to keep reminding audiences that, you know, fake news has been a problem for as long as humans have existed. And nations in general and democracies in particular have battled to figure out how to manage it properly.
So it's the earliest version of fake news. Do we have any caveman fake news? What's your oldest iteration of fake news? And if you say something like the Gutenberg Bible, you're going to upset a bunch of people.
Well, just the very fact that humans are able to imagine and tell stories at some level is fake news. It's unsubstantiated claims that people believe. And it's one of the great things about being humans. It's what makes art possible and things of that nature. But fake news, at least in my estimation, is any false or misleading content that's presented as legitimate journalism or true or fact-based stories. And in that sense, when you have a democracy where people are believing untruths or half-truths or baseless claims, they may go act upon those claims in a way that doesn't serve the democracy well.
Why do you care about it?
Well, it's very difficult to have a democracy when we have different realities, you know, or different sets of facts. It's tough to make collective policy to serve the collective good of the nation and its people when half a country believes X and the other country believes Y. We have some recent polling that shows Americans' number one fear is other Americans. And I think the Tucker Carlson reporting lately kind of speaks to that. If you tune into Fox News every night, you have a different sense of what the Democrats are doing, who they are, and what's going on in the nation than if you turn into MSNBC, which gives you a totally different worldview. And it siloed us so much and made us hate each other so much that we rarely try and reach out and actually collaborate together on basic policy. And the nation is what suffers as a whole.
Most important drivers.
I think one of the most important drivers is a lack of substantive education. We've tried to, quote unquote, depoliticize the classroom, which is never really possible. But as a result, students really aren't introduced to ways to talk about civics or news literacy or journalism in a responsible, nonpartisan way. I think equally as problematic is our for-profit media system. As the Dominion voting systems case, you know, demonstrates, those at Fox News knew that the guests they were having and things they were saying about the election being stolen was totally false, but their profit model depended upon telling that story to their audience, and so they allowed it to continue being amplified on their network.
Most pernicious example.
It would be very, very difficult to say historically anything like that. I think the Nazis would certainly have a monopoly on the fake news and what it ultimately led to. But I think generally the thing to take away from any of these fake news stories is that fake news is really powerful. It can make otherwise good people do horrible things. A lot in the audience might remember the Pizzagate story where a father shot up a pizza restaurant because he was told there was a Democratic Party pedophilia ring going on in the pizza restaurant. This was totally false. There was no pedophile ring. But being anti-pedophilia is something we can all agree with. If the story was true, this person may have been lauded as a hero. And it's an illustration of how fake news can get otherwise good people to do horrendous things, in this case, fire a gun in a pizza restaurant. So I think we should remember that this fake news is not just something to battle about the veracity of. It does have an impact on the world around us.
Any hope?
Yeah, I think I'm very hopeful in what we're doing in education in particular. There's a lot more effort to try and teach critical thinking and news literacy skills. And I'm also happy that a lot of media audiences are turning away from traditional media. They're going to some of these new media sources, which, you know, do have some issues in themselves. But a lot of them are trying new models of journalism that are different than the corporate news model. And I'm quite inspired by a lot of what's going on in that space.
Favorite sources?
There's a ton. I mean, I love the Tom Hartman program. But in addition...
Thanks, everybody. It's good to have you. It was good to see you. I really appreciate it. We'll have that be the last word today on the Tom Hartman program. No, forgive my interruption. Go ahead.
No worries. I like a lot of what's going on with a lot of these, podcast space, like Bad Faith podcast with Breonna Joy Gray. She tries to have good faith debates with people she disagrees with, and audiences get a lot from that. I like the Breaking Points program where there's populist left and populist right debating things. It kind of clarifies positions for audiences, and they're doing this by bringing journalists into the studio, and I think that's really helpful. And I like the Substack revolution. I like the fact that we can bounce around to these different journalists and writers and get a diversity of perspectives.
So you and I both have bookshelves behind us. Do bookshelves behind us make us smarter?
No, especially not today. We're largely becoming a culture that wants to appear smart rather than read. So if someone has a bookshelf behind them, it may have just be a prop.
Does a bookshelf behind you that's real versus a bookshelf behind you that's a Zoom background have any impact on the osmosis learning that happens from the rear bookshelf?
Well, books still are the best, in my estimation, way to learn.
You're still pro book. The good news is you're coming out with courage. You're pro book. Me too, man. I'm pro book.
And don't let the fact I'm an author be a conflict of interest there.
You're just trying to sell your own book. Plug your book one more time, sir.
Yeah, it's The Anatomy of Fake News, a critical news literacy education. It looks at the history of fake news, particularly in the U.S., and it gives some helpful tips for people to mitigate the influence of fake news on them and the people around them.
Thank you so much, Professor Nolan Higdon. The book is The Anatomy of Fake News. Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Cheers. We'll go back to your calls. I do want to say, and it is, I jest, or at least I attempt to jest. It may only be a jest in my own brain between me and the books that are behind me. But I am grateful for this community because I do think that the power of the human voice, where at least we know that a caller was calling in, there isn't yet AI talk radio call machinery devices. There is not yet a ChatGPT for someone telling us their story of discrimination, for telling their story of gratitude, for telling their perspective of what's happening in the world, that the power of the human voice remains. And I am deeply grateful to be part of media, to be part of a community that is working for humanity. And yeah, I use digital tools, but you know, for people. We'll be back. This is Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with your calls, 202-808-9925.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my first commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Well, I want to offer some gratitude today, and that is reflected by, I am reminded or instructed by two stories. The first that announced that Europe now has more energy coming from renewable sources, solar and wind, than it has coming from natural gas. They just hit that point where solar power and wind power isn't just a nice little fringe additive. It's not just seventh generation toilet paper. That it is a meaningful driver of their current energy reality. The second story is an academic study, and I think we may have one of the researchers and authors of that academic study join us, that looked at what drove that. A significant driver of that was small scale, I mean important on their own right, but just voluminous. I think it was over 10,000 citizen initiatives across Europe that built and advanced and advocated for and implemented green power. Little towns, little universities, lots of citizen-led initiatives that said, "Hey, you know, we're going to fight climate change. We're going to push to make sure that some solar panels go here. We're going to make sure that we allow for solar funding to go here. We're going to make sure that we allow for a shift in subsidies over here." Community by community, locality by locality, condo association by university association, people brick by brick. I think it was over 10,000. We'll get the number when we look at the research. I think it was over 10,000 citizen initiatives that led to now renewable energy sources outpacing natural gas in Europe. That's a big, big thing. And it's an example of why I'm so grateful for this community, that each of us doing a little bit, or each of us doing as much as we can do, which might feel like a lot. You know, what the one thing I might do, how much impact that's going to have on climate, I don't know. But if I'm not alone, it can be a lot. And I appreciate not being alone, and I'm grateful for activists. Let's go to Marvin, who wins the Most Patient Listener Award from Skokie. Hey, Marvin, how you doing?
Hi there, Jefferson. Thank you. I wanted to tell you about a project I'm initiating, the Ethics Project.
Okay.
I think it would solve a lot of problems in the world today if there were more ethical people who knew why they are ethical and were conscious of it all day long. And it would... do you agree with me that it would be a benefit to have more ethical people?
Yeah, I don't know that anybody would disagree. Say more about your ethics project, how you want to encourage it.
All right. It's education. I want to get the word around that there are benefits to being ethical. I would start out that way with you're more likely to have a trouble-free life, a smoother life if you're ethical. You get the benefits of cooperating with others on shared common goals that are positive, because ethics encourages cooperation, and you'd get. And also, another advantage is that it would promote and encourage certain values, such as truth, compassion, democracy, community, sharing. And
so part of your case is not only do ethics have advantage to sort of the body politic, not only does it have sort of altruistic or, you know, collective advantage, but it has advantage for the person who lives a more ethical life.
Yes, exactly. So after explaining the benefits of why be ethical, then I would explain what the axiom is of the whole system, and that is make things better. And then I would explain what ethics means. What does it mean? You're ethical when you see other individuals who have a personality as highly valuable, as uncountably valuable, and that would lead you to then behave in a certain way, to conduct yourself in a certain way. So
how are we going to get this done, Marvin? Say more about your project, or sort of what's the distribution method? Because I think what you're saying is powerful.
I think setting up somehow, if people out there care about this, they would set up a non-profit new institution to spread the word as to what ethics is all about.
Is this something you're doing, or something you're hoping somebody does?
Yeah, I want to stimulate someone to start this. Right.
Got it. All right.
Right.
All right. Well, Marvin, go ahead.
It would. And another implication is morality. What does that mean? To me, it means that you live by a certain standard, and you make a list of such standards or moral principles that work for you, and then you tell your friends and neighbors about them and say, it works for me, and eventually becomes society's ethos. And that, to me, is what morality is.
Well, Marvin, I appreciate the call and more than agree with the sentiment. I should say more about this. My own experience, when I had an idea I thought somebody should do, eventually to do it, I had to do it. It ended up swallowing up my life. So I encourage you to do it, and I encourage other people to help.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1580.
Bringing some You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. We'll get a closer look at how the job market is doing today.
The government's January jobs report was unexpectedly strong, with more than 500,000 jobs created. Many economists think it was a one-off, though, and that this morning's numbers will be much more in line with what we've been seeing over the past few months, in the neighborhood of 200,000 jobs. That may be lower than last month, but it shows the economy is still growing, just maybe a little more slowly.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is still hospitalized after tripping and falling. He's being treated for a concussion and is expected to be in the hospital for a few days. Attorneys for disgraced South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdoch have filed a notice of appeal in his double murder case. He was found guilty of killing his wife and son.
We need more help. Gavin Newsom, you're listening. We need more help.
California's governor has requested a presidential emergency declaration for his state that's been hit with back-to-back storms. This as the death toll rises and other states brace for severe weather. This is ABC News.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once.
He has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, what, Bobby?
He was invading lots of bubbles.
Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. A couple of words of the day. Immiscible, Latin word, usually regarding liquids, but I think it can apply to humanity. Not forming a homogeneous mixture when added together. Here's another. Weltanschauung, particular philosophy or view of life, the worldview of a group or individual. The question is, if we mix, are we immiscible? Or might we work together to create some common Weltanschauung? Caller number here is 202-808-9925. That's not really my question, but I do have the question. If we're going to get anybody who's grateful for anything, I know talk radio is very often the ambit of frustration. I get it, right? We're here because we have a beef. We have multiple beefs. They're justified beefs, and I'm down for the beefs. I got lots. That's why every once in a while, I like to include just a little bit of, anything good? Anybody doing anything good? Anything that we can be happy about? Because that happiness can make us happy. That happiness can spread. It can make us stronger. That if you will make gratitude part of your life. I know I must sound like a Bible salesman. That's all right. But if you will make gratitude part of your life, you'll be healthier. That's what I know. So I'm just trying to inject a little bit of that. I hope I don't sound too much like John Tesh. I'm not trying to knock John Tesh, but I'm also not trying to culturally appropriate John Tesh. He's his own Tesh guy. And I'm a different guy than him. Let's go to your calls. They're more relevant. Chris from WCPT ain't afraid of me. We're trying again. How's the phone now?
I think it's better. Thanks. Let me get back in on again. I heard part of your response to the first one that I talked about. My issue mostly is that you're really not hearing much about it, and it's total authoritarianism. We look at this in other countries as being something awful, but they're not paying that much attention to it, the same thing here. So that's a concern there. The other one I wanted to bring out was that in Missouri, I guess there is the state's attorney who is trying to make an issue and a law into the abortion pill not being able to be sold because he said it's against federal law. And again, that's not a federal law. So, you know, there's this going on where these people are putting things out there and they're saying it and there's not much outcry about it. And that for me is a big concern.
No, I'm grateful. And we can go blue in the face crying, decrying hypocrisy, and we live it in our own lives. At the same time, we should understand when political philosophies are merely veneers for cynical grasps and greedy grasps of power. The arguments, we hear these cries of free speech and rule of law. And then what you have happening proposed is legislation you're talking about in Georgia to pass a law that would try to ratchet down the rule of law if that rule of law was applied in a way they didn't like. If it went after political power they didn't like. And then in Florida, you have people thumping free speech, but then literally trying to censor teachers from teaching actual history and actually trying to muzzle people from communicating about critical things, trying to punish a private company, Disney, from, because, I don't know, Disney wants to show that gay people exist and shouldn't be put in work camps, that if we want free speech and if we want rule of law, let's make sure we're actually talking about free speech and rule of law, and we're not just talking about propaganda covering oppression. Last word for you.
Well, again, like I said, the biggest concern for me is that, you see these things happening in other countries and you look at it, you say, that's a horrible thing. It can't happen here. But it is happening here and they're not making a big deal out of it. That's only going to spread. And again, you're absolutely correct in what you're saying, but it's very sad for me to see this happening in this country.
Chris, thanks for calling back. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mike from Reno, go ahead.
Hi, Jeff. I appreciate your Thankful Thursdays, and I'm thankful for a couple of things today. number one, I'm very thankful that I've got friends who are very diverse, MAGA Republicans, liberals. I've even got a QAnon brother-in-law that I love him. But the one thing they all agree on is they all detest mainstream media. And I'm curious as to what mainstream media is. When I tell them what I listen to, what I read, they all, with furrowed brow and a grave nod of the head, tell me that I'm listening to mainstream media and I need to listen to real news. Does that make sense, Jeff?
Do they give you examples? What are the examples? Do you use the Tom Hartman program as an example of the media you consume, and do they reply to you saying that is mainstream media?
No, okay. I do not.
What are the examples they decry? What are the examples you use, and they say, oh, that doesn't count?
Oh, golly. I'll start with... NBC, ABC, CBS, Wall Street Journal,
mainstream media.
Huffington Post, Vanity Fair.
I'll tell you, I think the most important thing I know on this subject, and I think it's the most important, I think it's one of the two most important pieces of social science research that I've seen over the last 20 years. It was Yochai Benkler, and MIT and Harvard, and the book is Network Propaganda, and they looked at social media accounts, and they looked at Hillary Clinton voters versus Donald Trump voters, not because they're particularly concerned mm-hmm. about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, because they used those as exemplars of sort of blue voters and red voters, all right, and it was something that was provable. All right, or at least in the poll, it was confirmable what the person reported. And they looked at what they not just consumed, what they shared, what Trump voters shared on Twitter in particular, and they were able to use this huge data set. MIT and Harvard were able to get together this just enormous data set, right? Millions and millions of accounts. And the and then they looked at what Hillary Clinton voters shared. And here was what was interesting. Hillary Clinton voters had relatively ecumenical sharing habits. Okay, so they would share from Wall Street Journal, which has a very conservative editorial perspective. They would share from both the National Review and the New Republic. They would also share from NPR. Uh-huh. If you looked at the top five things that Hillary Clinton voters shared, it would look pretty close to the top five things that a journalism school might point to as this is where it'd be a good place to get a job. Right, like New York Times is up there, Washington Post is up there, right? Like high ratings in high truth ratings on nonpartisan organizations that track that sort of thing. All right, it was mostly truth based, and there was no question. Like Huffington Post was on there, but not in the top five. Right, there was stuff that had belief included, right? But it was ecumenical. It covered some degree of a spectrum. It wasn't all ditto heads. And they looked at Donald Trump voters, looked what they shared. And the top five stuff is not the stuff any of us, that any journalism school would characterize as news, right? It was InfoWars. Right. It was Drudge Report. It was the, and here is what was interesting. For a long period, Fox News wasn't in the top five. And Fox News didn't get back into the top five until they started covering posting stories about Bill Clinton and pedophilia. And they got back in the top five. And what Yochai Benkler and his research team recognize, and his analysis is brilliant, is that there has grown, he has avoided the word cult, but then in an interview we did with him, I think he was willing to use the word cult. It resembles a cult. That the phrase he uses is network propaganda. The challenge is that Fox News is no longer beating the drum of the orchestra. Drudge Report is no longer beating the drum of the orchestra. Newsmax isn't beating. The orchestra is beating its own drum. That they have built this bubble. They have built this sort of confabulation. They have built this, I hesitate to call it a community. They have built this network propaganda, this cult even, that If you feed it what it wants to hear, it will reward you with listens, with views, and with clicks, and with shares. If you tell them stories about Bill Clinton might be a pedophile, they say, aha, that's what I'm looking for, and they will share it. If you depart from it, if Fox News right now started reporting differently, if, for instance, with respect to the Dominion lawsuit, if they had said more times, by the way, this election lie is an election lie, they wouldn't persuade all of their listeners as quickly as they would lose some listeners. That's not to take Fox News off the hook. They built much of this network propaganda phenomenon. This is the most important phenomenon that's happening in media. So when you hear somebody who says to you, oh, that's, you need to hear the real truth rather than mainstream media, what actually is going on, what you're actually hearing is anything that is not within that bubble. That what's happened is that anybody within that information sort of circle, that InfoWars false bubble, that if they are fed anything they don't want to hear, they set it aside and disbelieve it. And if you don't fit in with it, you are definition fake news. So it's almost this opposite world, pretty much this opposite world, where real news becomes fake news, and the opposite is then also made the case for. So, Mike, that's what I have to say about that.
All right. Jefferson, thank you so much.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You listen to Tom Hartman program 202-808-9925.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without securing them on a leash. Most of the time, you might well be fine. But maybe one day, your dog runs away. Or gets dog-napped. It's better to be careful, especially when it is simple as using ExpressVPN, not for your dog, but for your internet. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, in cafes and hotels and airports, your online data is unsecure. Insecure? Either way, any hacker on the same network can get access to and steal your personal data, but ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so they can't. It'd take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices, phone, laptop, tablet, even your smart TV. And it's easy to use. You just fire up the app, you click one button to get protected. You can get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free at expressvpn.com/Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. expressvpn.com/Tom. Protect your internet. Put the dog on a leash. Let's go to Fred. Fred, is it Mokena or Mokena, Illinois?
It's Mokena.
Mokena, thank you very much for calling.
Hey, I just have an idea about the nature of the Fox News lies.
Yep.
You know, it's just that Fox News was created to win elections. I think we all have to remember that. To create a movement. And the reason Republican Fox lies for the lies is demographics. Yeah. Demographics is the also the reason why they will continue to lie. They represent corporations, and there are simply aren't enough corporate votes to win a general election with, you know, corporate boards voting, right? So they are running a marketing campaign based on BS, gaslighting, fear mongering for decades, okay? And for years, Democrats have treated this like it's been an ideological battle through all this. You know, even though we all see their lies, for some reason we feel like, hey, we have to, knock each lie down when we know that's their whole campaign is this, okay? Democrats need to wake up and start running their own marketing campaign to reach the people, you know, to sell their ideas, sell, not debate these jokes, you know. It's hard to watch, you know, and I know programs like this, and they like to discuss all the lies, and it's big news, but it's not big news, okay? This has been a trend with these people for a long, long time, and we have to quit playing defense, and we have to sell our ideas, ignore these people, try to reach the people that they've added to their cult and so forth.
Let's talk about that for a moment, because when you say go on offense, when you say reach the people, what are your favorite ideas for that? Because I got some, and there's some of that that really resonates with me. But what are your thoughts, Fred?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because, see, it's a whole mindset. You know, Democrats and progressives, they need to run it like a marketing campaign, like you're a business and you're selling a product. That's what the Republicans have been doing. You know, it's obvious.
Yep.
And the thing about it is the Republicans, they, you know, when you're selling a product, you can't lie like they do.
When you're selling politics, you can do whatever you want, right? Sky's the limit. So the Democrats have to treat it like a marketing campaign. They want to sell Medicare for all, you know? They have to hit target markets. They have to hire marketing people that are experts at marketing to market the idea. You know, because if you sold the ideas the Democrats are trying to push politically in a marketing campaign, like you're selling something, oh my gosh, it would destroy the Republicans. It would absolutely destroy it on every issue. But they want to get in these debates and go back and forth, and you know, and who's telling the truth and all this stuff. Just forget it. They got to forget it.
So here's what I want to. What I want to offer, Fred, then you can push back or you can add further. So no meaningful disagreement. And having messages that are crafted for persuasion, and there's no question, right? But Barry Diller was, pitched the idea of Fox News to Rupert Murdoch. Barry Diller had been head of Paramount Pictures when the word blockbuster was invented, because you'd go, you know, the movie would have these big opening weekends, and or at least when they popularized the blockbuster, right, where you'd had these big opening weekends with a line going around the block, and then they did Fox, the Fox TV show, and then pitched Fox News. And the idea was, look, there's this sort of monoculture demographic that's monochromatic, monotheistic, and mostly older. We can go after them, communicate to them. We can offer this sort of conservative. We can make it work. Look what Rush Limbaugh's done on the radio, and I recognize that the treating it strategically, not only morally, treating it strategically, and I'm willing to use your word as a marketer might. No strong disagreement there. Here's a few challenges we face, and these aren't cop outs. These are challenges to conquer, not to give up because of. All right. Here's one. When Fox News did that, one advantage they have, and I actually talked to Yohai Benkler about this, the guy I was citing before from MIT and I think now professor Harvard Law School, talking about what advantage they had was that sort of monoculture advantage. Right now, if what we want is a more polyglot, a more diverse, a multiracial, multireligious, a multigenerational pro-democracy movement, it is not as clear. The marketing moves, the signals, the language, the dog whistles, the looks. I mean, you're not just going to put all blonde women with a gam cam like they do with Fox News. All is too strong a word, but I think you understand my point. That's one. Two, second disadvantage. And again, these aren't cop-outs. These are things we have to overcome, but let's be aware of the landscape. Second disadvantage is a funding disadvantage, that most of the dough is owned by people with most of the dough. Most of the messages that are that they'll be really excited to subsidize, to stick with during downturns. If something isn't quite as popular as Rush Limbaugh faced, who's really going to stick with them? Uh-oh, a lot of the messages that are going to be really popular oligarchs aren't going to be anti-oligarchic messages. And then a third is related to the distribution.
Because I think we need to sell and not, did I lose you?
We're going to break, but we will be back right after this.
Yeah,
I hear your point about the sell.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800.
Hear that?
If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming.